Last year, San Francisco lost close to $600,000 in federal funding from FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program. $150,000 of that came out of the San Francisco Food Bank's budget. Under new guidelines, San Francisco as a city and county no longer qualified. San Francisco Food Bank Director Paul Ash explains.
Only counties under a certain level of poverty or unemployment could get funding. But they made an exception and said if there's any town or city within a county that's under this amount, then the whole county gets funded. So at the end of the day, very, very few counties are eliminated, but San Francisco was one of them. So I think it was probably a good idea, and they picked a bad way to execute on that idea.
San Francisco's food bank is hurting. Along with this major federal funding loss, private gifts and food donations have been down for the past couple of years. So even though there has actually been an increase in the need for food assistance, there's now less food to go around. For the 211 food pantries in San Francisco, this has meant new organizational challenges. KALW's Jen Sheehan went to see how different pantries meet this growing need, despite dwindling resources.
Tuesday mornings can get pretty crowded at Minnie and Lovey Ward Park in San Francisco's Ocean View District. Up to 300 people of all ages stand or sit in front of the large rec center, carrying shopping bags, baskets, or rolling bags with wheels. They're here to pick up free produce and groceries. Many of them are clustered into small groups, chatting or even singing. This food pantry is run by the OMI Family Resource Center. It serves the OMI, which stands for Ocean View, Merced Heights, and Ingleside, neighborhoods in the southwest section of San Francisco. To receive food, people have to show proof of residency in the 94112, 116, or 132 zip codes.
The purpose for asking for zip codes is because we're only a pantry that can only service a certain number amount of people.
Artricia Thomas directs the pantry.
We can't service the whole city, you know what I mean?
Participants start lining up as early as 6 a.m. They wait until 9:30, when pantry volunteers begin handing out numbers, 1 to 300, in randomized order. Even if you show up first, you could end up being last. A couple hours later, at 11:30 a.m., the pantry opens up. A steady stream of people moves through the rec center until 2 o'clock, filling their bags with produce, canned, and dry goods. While the system, for the most part, runs smoothly, Thomas says people can get competitive.
The majority of the people here really rely on this pantry every Tuesday. And so I know that, I mean, it could get a little crazy sometimes because they think they're not going to get anything this week.
And, she says, the competition can cause problems.
There's always cutting. I mean, every week someone is complaining about cutting.
Or going to multiple food pantries, making less food available for all. Last year, there were reports of elderly, mostly Chinese women, getting free groceries and then selling them on the street. Some see it as gaming the system, but it also shows just how hard it's gotten to make ends meet. Sue Lam Lee, a patron of the food pantry at St. Gregory's Church in Potrero Hill, says that for some Chinese seniors, there's food they just will not or cannot eat because of their ethnic background. For example, peanut butter or unfamiliar canned foods. She says that's why some people go to more than one pantry to collect food.
And a lot of my neighbors, I told them, you don't like it something? You don't like it something? Don't sell it. Give it to the neighbor.
Yeah.
Old people, don't sell. This is against the law. I told them many times, it's not nice, because food supposed to give the way, not for sale.
Thank you.
Fresh, local, organic produce is being given away, not for sale, every Sunday at the Free Farm Stand in Parque de los Niños in the Mission District. The fruits and vegetables given out here are not from the food bank, but come directly from local gardens and growers. Dennis Rubenstein, who goes by Tree, founded the Free Farm Stand less as a food pantry and more as an effort to create community and to educate people about where their food comes from.
We're not exactly a food program. That's one thing. You know, I want things to be fun and feeling less institutional. It's really important for people to feel like they're not so much in a program, but part of a sharing, you know, get the idea that we're all family, we're all here sharing the surplus together.
The Free Farm Stand had operated with a first-come, first-serve lineup system for several years. Last fall, the lines became too long and unwieldy, and neighbors complained. Now it uses a numbered ticket system to handle the crowds, and so far, it's been working out.
It's a lot less tense, especially when there's a lot of really delicious-looking food, and there's cultural things going on, and some people feel more like trying to get in twice and get more than we really want to give to each person to make sure that everybody gets some. And I think this has helped minimize those kind of problems.
Those kinds of problems and the sense of competition they engender are being watched carefully by the San Francisco Food Bank, which supplies most of the food pantries in the city. Paul Ash is the director of the food bank.
We have more and more working families coming to our food distributions to get food assistance. And you can see right there the sort of competition. If you're a working person, you have this limited window that you could go visit a pantry. Whereas if you're completely unemployed, or say if you're a retired senior, you have all day. So you can go wait in line and make sure you get the food you need.
While the food bank does not control how individual pantries run, it does encourage policies that reduce the amount of time people have to spend in an actual line. For some, that can be proof of residency or membership with a group, like having kids in a particular school. But other pantries aren't as selective. Sarah Miles, the director of the food pantry at St. Gregory's Church, has kept her doors open to all comers for over a decade. Local fifth graders often volunteer to sort produce.
And the kids, you know, are very obsessed with justice. They like things to be fair, right? And they're like, how come some people have cell phones and cars and you still give them food? And how come some people in line want to be first in line? And how come there are all these people, like, who just keep coming back and get it? How do you decide who really needs the food? And what I said to the kids was, look, if I'm going to sell you the food or if I'm going to make a trade with you, then it can be fair or unfair. But if I'm going to give it to you anyway, you can't take advantage of me. And the kid, like, thought about it, and then he said, that's so cool. That's like you're invincible. So I think that's the point. You can't take advantage of us because we're going to give it to you anyway.
Still, St. Gregory's Pantry has also had to make changes to better serve the growing numbers of people in need. It now hands out blue or red colored cards that restrict people to getting food every other week instead of every week.
It is difficult to come up with a model that alleviates that sense of scarcity, because there is, in fact, scarcity.
San Francisco Food Bank Director Paul Ash says the food bank is working on plans for a centralized registry to help with the issue of people going to multiple food pantries. Artricia Thomas from the OMI Family Resource Center thinks that's a great idea.
Everyone will get something. We won't be, you know, at capacity. I think it will have an even a number amount of people, and that way everyone will get food.
But Tree, from the Free Farm Stand, cautions against too much regulation when it comes to feeding the hungry.
Who deserves food and who doesn't? You can't really know that.
No matter how need is determined, or what system is used to distribute the food, the fact remains that many people in this city, county, and country are not getting the food they need to survive. The food bank's Paul Ash says that's a real indicator of where we are as a society.
The more people you have in lower income groups that are falling out of the system, who can't afford a bank account, who have credit card debt, who aren't in the mainstream of society, who are going to food pantries for food assistance, that is a bad sign, and I don't think it's the right way for the United States to be moving.
In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.